Welcome to the Stories of School Leadership podcast, inspirational leaders, shared experiences, creating connections. I'm Emma Lurie and thank you for joining me as I share the journey, stories and inspiration of amazing educational leaders from all around the world. Hi, welcome to the Stories of School Leadership podcast. My name's Emma Lurie. This is a short introduction into the podcast, a little bit more about it, a little bit more about me and why I wanted to start the podcast. So I've wanted to do this for about 3 years, three or so years, and I've been really inspired by different school leaders in my educational journey. And I'm always fascinated to hear about people's journey into how they got to where they are, the things that inspire them. I'm the nosy person at a party who is asking people what their jobs are and what that entails, because I'm just genuinely fascinated in what people do, how they got to where they are, what inspires them, what gets them out of bed in the morning. And I think in education at the moment, it's a really, really tough place to be. Certainly my experience is that it is very, very challenging. And I haven't always heard people's vulnerability around the challenges. And it's not until you open up and talk about how hard things are and share with other people that you hear that other people are in the same situation. And I find real value and reassurance in that. So that's what I'm hoping to bring by starting the podcast, is sharing other educational leader stories, their experiences of their own education, people who've inspired them along the way, how they got into leadership. We hear a lot of sort of squiggly careers of people of how they got into the jobs that they're doing, and their thoughts on the challenges that we're facing at the moment, and some of the their ideas and inspirations of the things that we can do to support one another. So I'm really keen to share experiences with each other. I hope that you will find the experiences therapeutic, enjoyable, great to listen to, and that they will help you to create connections with other people and hear other people's stories and journeys, recognize that we're not alone in this. So I've got loads of amazing people who have offered to be part of the podcast, and I'm going to be launching a session every week. Might be a few breaks for the holidays, but that is the dream. I am 40 this year, right at the start of releasing this podcast. So I've guaranteed to myself that I'm going to record 40 leaders and share that with the world. So hopefully that you will enjoy listening along. So I'll share a little bit about me. My name is Emma. I am a leader in education, or have been for many years. So my background is in primary teaching with an earlier specialism. That's where my passions are. And in my early teaching days, I was teaching in reception or reception year one classes or in key stage one. And I loved it. It's always been a really tough job, but yeah, I remember really, really loving it and spending a lot of time with colleagues, making things really exciting. I just loved working with the children. I got into leadership quite by accident. I was sort of thrown into a headship position, a sort of head of teaching and learning position down in Devon, where I live, of a small, tiny village primary school, which I thought it was a ridiculous idea to become a head at, I think I was 29 at the time. But I did it because that was what was being asked of me. I gave it a go and had an incredible group of people, amazing, amazing team working around me. It was a very small village primary school at the time. So I've since then worked in that very small, tiny primary school as head. And then I moved to a larger coastal primary school, which was in a really interesting position. The school had been requires improvement for 17 years or more, I think. And I had some amazing team of people who came with me and supported me. Some of them had been at the school I was at before, which was really amazing. I'm very passionate about teams and building groups of people around who can support you. And we moved that to Good before I left and went on maternity leave, which was amazing. And the first school that we were at together was Good, and we moved it to Outstanding, which was also amazing at the time. It's really interesting to hear different people's thoughts about Ofsted and the accountability framework that we have here in England. But at the time, both of those achievements were hard fought, and we were very, very proud of them. So after that, I did a stint working as a school improvement officer for a multi academy trust. I did lots of different work with head teachers and teams, led the earliest team, which I loved, back to my passion of early years. And then lots of that was kind of in COVID time. I decided it'd be a good idea to head back into headship. And I was very lucky to be offered a position of a one form entry primary school. It was really, really challenging. And I ended up leaving that in the summer of 2023 due to burnout. So it was a really, really difficult time for me. I'm now working freelance, offering support to schools and school leaders. I do coaching. Supervision is a real passion of mine, and offering supervision training and support for teams, especially early years teams and leaders who are heads, deputies, DSLs, a range of different leaders who really need that support in the challenges that we face. I do lots of training and I work for some other organisations offering training as well. So, a real varied job that I do now, and certainly lots of different experiences, which has taught me a lot. But I'm so keen to hear the stories of others. I'm very open to learning more about different people's experiences and finding out what's out there. So I hope you enjoy listening to the podcast. It would be amazing if you could share with others. So if you're listening to the introduction and you're about to jump into some of the episodes, then please let us know what you think about it, but also share with colleagues if you think the messages could be important for them as well. Thanks so much. I can't wait to dig in. Take care. Hope you're having a lovely day or whatever you are doing. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Stories of School Leadership podcast. We'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. Get in touch and tell us what you think and share this episode with colleagues so we can spread the word. If you'd like some support with leadership coaching, supervision or consultancy, you can get in touch with me via the Stories of School Leadership Instagram account, or I'm Emma Lurie on LinkedIn, or you can send me an email. It's info@emmalurie.co.uk. I hope you have a great day, whatever you're up to next, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Goodbye.